Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an impromptu Boomer Bunker today, where we come in and try to see if we fix the Duchess's audio, where she doesn't sound like she's on the telephone. Hello, telephone.
Good evening. Hopefully I sound better.
Yeah, I think you sound better, but then I thought you sound better before. I thought you sound not bad before. But I think it's fixed.
I think it might be.
Do you want to tell everybody what happened?
Yay. So I had taken my laptop. This is actually my work laptop. So I had brought a laptop to a conference that for work, obviously. And then I brought it back home and just plugged everything back in. Not paying attention to which port I had things plugged into. And apparently that does make a difference.
Really?
So I didn't know.
When I said, did you change anything? And you went, no, everything's the same.
I mentioned it to you in Discord last week. I did.
Yeah. I said that.
But I swapped it out kind of at that moment. But in Discord, I sounded fine. So it was only through
Josh says, blame. Oops, wrong hole. See? Hey, look, I don't care.
The reaction was more like, woo, wrong hole.
Yeah, I don't really care as long as it's fixed and I don't have to hear. I don't have to hear, Mr. Marshmallow going, it still sounds like, God, that guy is so fucking negative.
He just likes a clean sounding show.
He just likes breaking my balls.
Well, that too. Yes.
All right, so we did a show on Thursday, and a lot has happened since Thursday.
Oh, my God, so much.
So much. Do you want to start, or do I?
Mine kind of goes on all weekend, so it started with, like, Friday,
You think
Saturday.
You can Kegel up them stories there, Bob?
I will do my best to keep the story short.
Okay.
Hectic day at work. My work day, the last 2 hours of my work day ended with me discovering a leaking hot water heater. So I had to hang out until the repair guys showed up. I think I found the correct breaker to shut the water. So,
Hold on. A breaker to shut off the water or the
power
heat?
To the water? Hot water heater, excuse me. Yes. So,
okay.
My mistake. I misspoke.
Because it would be a valve for the water.
I knew what I was trying to say. No, I didn't turn the water. I just shut off the
breaker
hot water.
For the electric to the heater.
Correct. So I believe I had shut the correct one off, but then when I called and we had the service guy come out, so I had to wait until like 4 o'clock, which I was hoping to leave at like 2 o'clock.
Stay a full day.
So I actually had to work. So I stayed, did that, get home, hustle around. I had a funeral mass to attend in New York City on Saturday morning. We had to be there 10:30 in Hell's Kitchen. So, which is about 2 hour. It's like a traffic and all 2 hours, like point to point.
Sounds like when I'm cooking, Hell's Kitchen.
So, yes, absolutely. So we were bringing my youngest daughter and her boyfriend. We were going to get to our house early and we were going to scoop them up and go. So get everything ready. Make sure all my clothes are set. Everything fits. I like what I'm wearing. Everybody's good. 11:15. I'm finally in bed at 11. 11:15. The phone rings. Never good. Answer the phone. It's my youngest. Hysterical. You have to come over. I have to take my cat to the vet right now. Something's wrong. Cat couldn't, he was dragging his leg. She didn't know what happened. Ooh, you know, what was going on? So, of course, there's no local.
Here, I'll fix the cat.
Yeah. Well, we know how much you love cats. So, the boyfriend was on his way home. He was out in Philly for something. I don't know what he was in Philly for. So, Paul hops out of bed. We've had like 20
minutes. Like a good father would.
He's a very good dad. He got dressed.
Because I would do the same thing, even though I hate cats.
Yep. So,
and I'd want to grab it by the back legs and punch it behind the head and kill it. Yep. But go ahead.
It's fixed.
Yeah, it's fixed. Look, it's not limping anymore. It's just limp.
So he drives down. Now, my youngest lives about 20 minutes south of us. So he goes down to get her, scoop her up. A cat would not go in the cat carrier because he's all busted up.
Oh, can't be that fucking hurt if it won't go in a cat carrier.
Well, he didn't want to get picked up. He was hurt. He was in pain. So they ended up putting the cat in a laundry basket and then getting another laundry basket to like MacGyver it and tied it shut. So my youngest is walking out to the car with like this giant laundry basket. Yeah, I know. You don't like cats. Drive to the vet out like in Mount Laurel. So for me, that's about an hour.
Oh, good God. It's an hour. Yeah.
That's the emergency vet. So hauls all the way down there. The boyfriend meets her at the vet. Paul comes back home. So by 3:15, he's home, back in bed.
Okay. So he's got to get up at
7. 7 a.m.
Jesus.
And that's cutting it like to the wire. That's right. Two of us showering, you know, shower, shit, shave, out the door kind of a thing.
Right.
So phone ring. Olivia's now texting madly through the whole thing. So it's like, just as I fall asleep, phone. I'm dozing off again, phone. I want to be supportive, but I'm like, I need to sleep.
Listen.
I can't help you. So the vet sees the cat, comes back with the cat has, they said it was an Achilles tendon issue. And three ways to fix it. Splint. Stop punching the cat.
Four ways.
Splint it, which the cat was not going to do because they wiggle out of it. Surgery. Or the third choice, amputation. Cut off its fucking leg. So the kids are like, ah, you know, Olivia's sobbing. You know, the boyfriend's not happy. You know, so they end up bringing the cat back home. They get home at like 6 in the morning. They're not
coming with us. The cat brought the cat home.
They did bring the cat back. Well, at that point, the cat had also been given an anti-inflammatory. They came home with pain meds, all that.
It has a torn Achilles.
Well, let's hold that thought. So blah, blah, blah. Cat's all drugged up, this and that. They keep it isolated. Flash forward to Sunday.
How's Tripod doing?
Tripod. She finds another vet down here that was open, takes it in for a second opinion. That vet goes, why would they tell you to amputate that cat's leg? It's just injured. It'll be fine. So he gave the
It'll
cat
be
another
fine.
Shot. He gave the cat another shot of the anti-inflammatory.
Steroid?
Yeah. Maybe a steroid, but an anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
They have pills they can, or however, whatever they're going to give them. And they continued the pain pills. The cat, when they got home, like 2 hours later, got up, drank something, ate a little something, something. So like, you're going to hack off a leg for this poor fucking cat.
Right. See, don't
he's
do that.
He's a decent enough cat. Don't he's only do that 5 years old.
Don't do that in the Jamingo household. Yeah. That kind of injury. How much?
That cat just has to show up.
So I used to
tell you what the ER vet cost.
Oh yeah. I would never. So anyhow,
it's about that many numbers.
I used to 4,400.
Well, that many digits.
$1,000 to tell you to cut the cat's leg off.
Cut the fucking cat's
I wouldn't
leg
pay
off,
that
it doesn't need to happen.
Fuck that guy. All right, so I used to raise hunting beagles, and when you raise hunting beagles or hunting rabbits, they're it's like having a football team. You have some rookies, you have some veterans, you got some, you know, midway players and all. And my dogs used to have a $300, well, this was in the 19 let's see, 87, 88, somewhere around there. They had a $300 limit. If it was more than $300, they got the
big... You're electing a pope with it?
Yeah, they got the big sleep. They got the needle.
Oh, big sleep.
Yeah, they got the big sleep. I'm not paying $1,000? What, are you kidding me?
I can't begin to tell you what I paid for poor Finn.
Oh, my God, your dog. Oh,
he's my baby.
I understand that.
I paid more for him than I would have for the kids.
You drove that dog... To where did
chemo.
You get chemo for how long?
Conshohocken,
2 hours away for chemo for your dog.
He was my baby. Yeah,
I have a story for you. So I was married, and my wife had a Bichon Frise. Is that what how you say it? Bichon
Frise.
Yeah, Bichon Frise. She had a Bichon. The fucking dog during Thanksgiving. Went in the trash can, got into the trash can, and ate all the turkey leavings. And it ate the, you know, the string that you hold the turkey up with? It ate the string for the turkey, the whole string. So, I don't know, 8 to 12 hours later, it is now trying to shit out that string. I wanted to grab the string and
no,
yank
can't.
It.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they said. So I said, let me give me a hold of that string. I'll just keep pulling it out. Now, so she takes it to the Pennsylvania Hospital University of Pennsylvania. All right. Now, at the time, I was working at the Pennsylvania University. All right. So I was there taking care of all the elevators. So she takes it over there, and then I go over. It was just, this happened on a so it was Friday. All right. So this is all went down on Friday. So Monday, the dog's still in the hospital on Monday. They're going to do an operation. They don't know what's going on. So they ended up giving the dog whatever they gave it. The dog's blood pressure went through the roof, and dislocated its retina, so now the dog's blind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, poor puppers.
Right? So they go through this whole thing. And now the dog's blind. It's, I think it had a stroke, right? Oh. I come in that on Monday. I come in and I go, "Hey, Annie, how you doing?" And the dog's head pops up and it has no idea. I go, "Why is that dog just doing? Why is what's going on with the dog?" Oh, it's blind. Blind.
It wasn't when I brought it here.
Right. So I tell the wife, "Look,
oh, I'd cry.
We got to put it down." So we put the dog down. So they put the dog down. And she's crying. I mean, she's in bed under the cover.
It's the worst.
So I call her sister up, who gave us the dog in the first place. I said, "Hey, where'd you get that dog?" She goes, "Well, it's a breeder." I said, "Call them up and see if they have another dog." It was a teacup Bichon, little tiny thing.
Oh, tiny things, yeah.
Right. Called up. They just had another litter. And I said, "How much are they?" I think it was like $500. I said, "Get me another dog." So I said to my wife, I said, "Hey, you know what? Well, let's just get another puppy." "Oh, I can't. Get the puppy. She brings her over. Bring the puppy. Wife's in bed crying. I take the puppy. I put it next to her. She's like, "Oh, look how cute." Forgot the other dog's name. We named this one Holly. She forgot the other dog's name.
No, I put Finny down a while ago, and I still can't bring myself to get another dog.
Week later, we get a bill in the mail, $4,700.
They ruined your dog.
Yeah. I said, "Jesus Christ, I could have done better with the dog. And I don't know anything about, like, I'm not
going to fucking vet school." Hello.
A year later, her sister gives us a yellow lab.
Oh.
The yellow lab gets out front. The dog runs across the street. My wife and my four-year-old daughter is trying to get the dog back. Here comes the FedEx truck down the street, and he's looking at his radio or whatever, his next stop. He's not paying attention, and he hits the dog.
Oh, God.
Rips a hole in the back of the dog, big slice in the back of the dog. You can see right down, like, through the skin and everything. So they rush it to the vet. The vet says, "I can't do this here. We got to take it to the Pennsylvania hospital." I'm like, no, don't take it to Pennsylvania hospital. They take it. I said to my wife, I am not paying for this dog. I'm not. They amputated the dog's leg. They amputated the dog's front leg. I said, "What are we going to do with this dog now? Like, it's not going to be able to walk." Two days later, the dog dies. Okay. Got an infection from the surgery. I said, "Where were we in Vietnam?" So dog gets an infection,
these
right?
Are the worst stories, John.
Then,
oh my God,
a week later, a bill comes to the house, $6,500.
They're 0 for 2 with
$6,500. Yeah. I said, "We are not paying this bill. I told you not to take the dog there." I said, and I told her, I said, "Next time that you want to take a dog to the vet," I said, "I'm going downstairs. I'm getting my pistol."
Oh.
That's it. Damn it, I don't have my sound effects up. Wasn't paying attention. Damn it.
You're going to Jody B that, well, at least one shot. Jody right. Is like 9 shots. Poor dog.
Poor dog. No. I know. So anyhow. All right, so what's going on with the cat? Cat's right as rain now, right?
Well, no, he's not right as rain, but he now has the vet that they just seen was much more optimistic. So he wants the cat to be kept and like cage rest so that my other daughter has big dogs. So Olivia got one of the big dog crates, cages, and the cat is like in there with the litter box and a water bubbler and a little thing of food and all the squishy cushions and stuff. So he's comfy and high and contained. So that should be good enough for him to rest his leg. The vet thinks like in about 2 weeks they can reevaluate.
I got a story.
They weren't suggesting to chop it off.
Yeah, I have another story. I can't even tell one here about hunting dogs and stuff like that.
Is that the one where Jimmy went to go see something? And you went, "Yep."
Shut up.
He popped right to attention. You went, "Yeah." I watched you do that. And I'm like, we were talking about a sad dog story at your place.
Yeah,
that one.
We were talking about a sad dog. And he says, "Oh, well, what about..." Shut up.
You didn't even turn your head. You just pointed at him like, Don't even talk.
Don't even talk.
Oh.
Did you get a chance to see the eclipse today?
Sort of. It got dark a little.
Yeah.
It was a lot of clouds. So
it was kind of cool here. I'll tell you, it was neat to be. So my daughter comes over. She's got two pair of glasses, the whatchamacallit glasses, that you're allowed to look at. The eclipse glasses.
Okay.
And I was a little weary because they would look like 3D glasses.
They do.
You know, mm-hmm. So I'm in here. I said, let me see those glasses. So there's a light here. So I take the glasses on. I put them on. I can't even see the light. I go, okay, they got to be good enough.
I sent you a link today.
I know you did. So now they're out there and they're looking and the clouds are covering. And I look over and the kids are sitting there and they're looking up through the glass. Look, I said, what are the glasses for? Stop it.
Stupid.
Also, their mother took a big giant honeycombs box and did the tinfoil, poke a hole through it.
Nice.
And then have
okay.
it. I'll tell you, that worked because I was using that. And when the clouds cleared, you come in, you could see the outline of the sun and where the moon was coming across. It was pretty cool. So it got dusky here. Like it got like dusk. But what was really weird was it got cold.
It like, did get cold.
It was. And so you think to yourself, how crazy is it that the, you know, how life is so fragile that just taking the sun and doing that for a couple minutes made the temperature drop. I don't even know how many degrees it dropped.
It was very chilly.
Yeah, so it was kind of neat.
So it was windy.
So what I did have on my phone, I had the NASA website, and it started in Mexico, on the west coast of Mexico, and it just came across. And it was really neat because they had people set up all along this along the way. I think there was St. Louis, and then I know there was Illinois, Indianapolis Speedway, Cleveland.
Ohio somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Niagara Falls was all cloud cover. They couldn't see anything, but it got dark. Yeah. And then on the way out, there was Halton, Maine, which is like right on the tippy – it's like right on the border of Maine and Canada.
Yep.
And then it went out. But it was really neat to watch it. Like we watched it like six times. We watched it six times. So it was kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I watched it on one of the channels was streaming the eclipse, and they would show it. The neat thing was watching the reporters covering it. And there was one guy, I want to say he was in Cleveland. He was like, yeah, it was because they were at the Speedway, right?
Yeah, Indianapolis.
He
was like.
And he was like emotional. He was just like himself that he was seeing that. And I'm like, only thinking like, it's just getting dark. But it's very cool. But I feel like sometimes like with science and nature, I'm like, I should appreciate that more. And then I'm like, meh. You know, but we couldn't see anything where I was. Yeah. It would have been cool if I could have. At least
we
sort
got
of
a
seen
couple
it.
Pictures. My daughter was taking a picture from the iPhone through her glasses, which was kind of a cool looking picture.
Oh, excellent.
And then I took my camera and I put it in the box and took a picture of the light of it where you could kind of see it. I don't know. Anyhow, but it was kind of cool. The thing is, it's not going to happen here for another, I think, 2079, I think, is the next time there's
going to. Cool. So right around the corner.
I'll be 119, so I can't wait for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to 119, you know, seeing it at 119.
I'm going to be like the Crypt Keeper by the time it rolls around.
2044.
Well, that's really? Not too bad. So it's 20 years.
I won't make that
There's a chance.
There's no way.
I might. I don't know. My family history sucks, so who knows?
Yeah, but you're not doing what your parents did.
Well, they got cancer, so I mean.
Oh, well, hopefully you don't don't do what your parents do.
Well, I'm trying.
So Sunday, I was making my second attempt at a meat lump.
Yes.
And I got two pounds of ground beef, and I did the Ritz crackers, and this time I didn't use
any
milk.
That's a big fucking meat lump.
It is a big meat lump.
Two
I'm not going to lie.
A lot of meat.
It's all right. Two eggs. I put spices in there. I did it. I mixed it all up. And I got my meat lump pan, and I jammed and packed that thing in there. And then I flipped it over, and it came out, and I put it in the air fryer at 375 for an hour. It was better than the first one because it wasn't burnt. But it's still, I think we can go 350. And then maybe 50 minutes or something like that. I think we do. It has a too much of a crust on it.
It was too dry.
No. It was moist on the inside.
Okay. But the outside?
But the outside, yes.
You're probably just going to have to put some kind of sauce or gravy. Or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I got that. What's it called? I got some sweet, like sweet hot barbecue sauce.
That could work.
I throw that on there, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty tasty. So, okay. So
put it on before you bake it next time.
Right. So what I'm saying is I cannot be afraid to try to keep – the reason I can't cook is because I don't cook. And
okay.
I'm just going to have to eat a lot of shit until I learn how to cook. That's all.
Or maybe next time you make it 1 pound and see.
I was afraid – well, because I went by the recipe. This time I'm like, it says take 2.5 pounds of meat and put 2 eggs in it and do this and do that. And it says milk. And I'm like, well, I don't know. If you weren't talking to me, this would be sexy as fuck.
Rawr. Slow down, John. A little slow.
I know.
Are you there yet, Bud Voger?
Are you there? Hanging in there, buddy? So in the middle of the meat lump, a phone rings. It's the Jimmy.
The Jimmy.
The Jimmy calls me.
The Jimmy.
So here's the Jimmy says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Joe Rogan podcast, the one with Taylor Sheridan? Taylor Sheridan is the guy who wrote Yellowstone. So he writes, he's a writer.
Okay.
I said, yeah, I remember. He goes, where is that at?
Google.
I said, it's in your podcast app. Yeah, but what number is it? To be honest, the fuck do I know? Jimmy, what? So then I realize that this podcast will never be as good as it should be because the people that would enjoy this podcast the most are fucking morons and they can't work a fucking podcast app.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is this?
Yeah, but he's not a tech guy. That's just not Jimmy. He's not minded that way.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. It's unacceptable.
I don't know him enough, but I would think he doesn't understand
anybody it. That has a phone should be able to tap a button and then hit a search thing, which is the little hourglass, and type in Joe Rogan, and it says follow. Yeah, hit that button, and then scroll down and find what you want and hit. How hard is that?
I don't know. So here's a dumb question: can he see?
Yeah, you can see. Drives.
Well, okay. That's a big object. That's a big display. But he's kind of very small.
No. He got a new, he went out. Like, remember I told you the story? He got one. He got the 15 Pro.
Oh.
Right. Remember he called me and says, I guess who I'm talking to. How the fuck do I know, Jimmy? I'm over here at the Verizon store. And she's getting me all hooked up here. I'm like, oh my God, you poor woman. Yeah, you poor woman. Oh, I can't even imagine.
That's right. She probably told him to come back and take Apple classes so she could just toss him out the store.
He said to me, I'm coming up. I said, you are not coming up here. You're going to learn how to get that podcast on that phone by your side. You are not coming up here. I am not going to be your wet nurse every time you want to listen to a podcast. Come on.
Oh, come on.
It's ridiculous.
Poor Jimmy.
Oh, my God. So then he calls me today. And he says, how did this go? It's always, oh, Johnny, I did it again. I'm like, shit yourself? Yep. I'm like, what?
How's that just the natural? Just shit yourself? Yeah.
How many times does he shit himself a day? How many times is this guy going to shit himself in a day? Or forget that a week.
You can just stop that question. How many times are you going to shit yourself?
Yeah, how many times are you going to shit yourself?
In a day ever. Right. Ever.
If I was him, I'd never trust a fart again.
He's got to cork that thing. He's got to wear diapers. Oh my God, there's his Christmas gift.
That's exactly what happened. All right, I'm sorry. I'm Jimmy in the story. Hold on, I got to back up. I'm Jimmy in the story.
So he called you and he shit his pants.
So Jimmy had to go for a colonoscopy.
Oh, okay.
So he tells me, so then I got to hear the whole thing about I drank the liquid and I had like 7 gushes and then whatever. So he goes in and he gets the, you know, the pipe in the ass and he comes out, just so you know, clean bill of health. He's got, you know, no problems. Couple little hemorrhoids up there, but they said, hey, you know, it's nothing really worth them. Okay, Jim, thanks. Okay, thanks. Let me know.
We know too
so much. Then he comes in. So then he says, I think everything's okay. So, you know, after that, you would think that maybe you would, like, if you had the fart, I would be
you got
over.
Got nothing in there except, like, gas. Well, they pipe a lot of air in there.
Yeah, so. Well, apparently he had something in there because he says, I was in there and I I was in the bathroom and I was brushing my teeth.
All you need is one crack for the dam to break.
Right. He says, that's singing now. I'm trying to get my pants off.
Trying.
Got to get in the shower.
Burn my clothes.
Jesus Christ.
You just buy him about 12 dozen pairs of sweatpants. Well, he said so he could just take them off and throw them away.
He said that he wanted to wear a diaper up there. He says, if I could have bought one, depends, I would have wore a diaper up to the... Just one? You can't spring for a 10-pack? I think he really should use them. I'm serious now. As many times as he soiled his drawers.
I don't... Is that a guy thing?
I don't
know many women who shit their pants. If they do, they certainly... We don't have discussion. Like, guess what I did?
Budvugger, that's...
I don't call Lisa and be like, hey, that's what I did today.
Budvugger, that's exactly what he did. He took... It fell out of his pants in the shower... And he stamped it down the drain. That's exactly what he did. He tamped it down the drain with his foot. Jesus. Now, here's the thing. I say that to say this.
Oh, my God. It's so gross.
If that happened to me, let's just say after this show... I was heading up the steps, and I got to the very top of the steps, yeah. and I had a brief accident. I'm not coming on here to tell everybody about it. I'm just not. I mean, listen, I share a lot. That's too much for me. I can't share something like that.
Oh, my God.
It's so nasty. Is he insane or what? So I'm wondering if I should put this out as a podcast. See, what I was going to, since we were only...
toenails are short.
Right. Oh, my God. I never thought of that. I don't know if he had any corn. I'll have to ask him. Do you have any corn? Oh, no. I knew I was going in there for the colonoscopy. I'm not... No speed bumps for me. Jimmy's snaking the head. Josh says, you imagine the poor bear has a snake... Drain snake the hair out of that shower trap. I know. Listen, if any of you had like daughters, like I had four daughters, and I go in there one day and they said,
all with long hair.
Yeah. And they go in there and there's like, you can't even get down. The water's not going down into the tub. So I was like, what the hell? So I go out, I look and I can see there's hair over the drain. So I go in, I get a pair of needle nose pliers and I get a hold of this thing and I pull out a schnauzer. I'm telling you, this thing, it making Duchess throw up. She's retching. You have daughters, right?
I could never clean that up.
Oh boy, I tell you what, that's a smell.
A ball job, 100%.
That, of course, it's a... See, this is why. And women say they don't need men.
I did never said that.
Right?
We all had certain jobs.
Right.
He was the only one that could do it without puking because the kids would run the fuck away. Although there's a payback to that when my eldest had to clean the drain because the boyfriend actually was busy gagging in the sink. She had to do it. And she said it was the most disgusting thing I ever pulled off. All right. So this one got me. This is my shit foot.
This is my shit. This is, I got a shit foot and a clean foot.
He doesn't have a diabetic foot.
I got poop toe. Can that be the, all right, we're putting this out. And this
poop
is just
toe
us.
Might be the title.
This has got to be the title of the poop toe.
Poop toe, thank you.
Got to write this down. Poop toe for the win. Who was that? Budvugger. God damn you, Budvugger. You're a goddamn genius, Budvugger.
Brilliant genius.
Poop toe.
My face hurts. Oh my God.
All right.
Poop toe. God damn it.
Can I tell you another story? It's not as funny as this one. No.
Oh, thank God. I guess you're going to stop laughing. Hang on.
So, I've been doing this a while. I've been doing this, I guess, for, let's see, I started in 2012, so 12 years. I've been podcasting for 12 years. One of the guys who's my guru, guy that I know, is Dave Jackson. He's a friend. You know, he's one of the nicest guy in podcasting I've ever met in my entire life. He has this thing called the School Podcasting. His podcast is the School Podcasting. And every Saturday morning, he comes on and gives free podcasting advice for anybody who wants to pop in for an hour and a half called Ask the Podcast Coach. And they go in and talk. So I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to come on a Saturday morning and watch. And I had started messing around with another. Matter of fact, we're recording with it right now. Another audio recording editing software that I was thinking about moving to because I pay so much in month. Everything's monthly now. Adobe's monthly. This is monthly. That's monthly. Canva's monthly. And I'm like, yeah. I got so much stuff doing the same thing. I'm going to try to consolidate into something.
Just cut the credit card and then just.
Right. So we were.
Everything crashes.
So, yeah, exactly. Sorry, I'm sitting there. And we're talking about it, and he said something about using Hindenburg. And I said, boy, I'll tell you what, I would stop it, Dean.
That's not Dean.
I know. Oh, it's Budvugger. God damn you, Budvugger.
Says Duchess has the poop vapors.
The poop vapors. God damn it. That's a better one.
Poop vapors.
Hold on, let me write that down. I wish I could make the cartoon throw up. Anyhow, so... I go in there and he says, oh, well, if you go to my School of Podcasting, you sign up for a month of, you know, there's a whole tutorial in there how to use that software. And I said, you know what? Okay. So I sign up for a month and I go in there and he's got all these courses about it. And I'm like, oh my God, this teaches me how to use what we use to upload our podcast. These, you know, and I'm having problems with that. I said, I'll watch that. So all weekend long, I'm watching videos, watching videos. And I think to myself, and no matter how much you do things or you think you know things, there's always somebody out there that's doing something different or knows something or can teach you something. There's not one person that I've ever worked with in my entire life, even in the elevator business, when I was in the elevator business, the girls that were the dispatchers, they would do something. I've always been taught something by somebody I work with. I realize that you cannot be so pompous that you can't learn from somebody. So I've been in there all since, I guess I signed up Saturday morning. I've been in there all weekend learning different stuff. He had a way of doing his files, how he sets his files up. Because you know me, I can never find anything. Where's this? It's like my house. There's shit all over. So today before the eclipse, all I did today was grab every file I had and put it into the system like he has. So now I can find shit. I know where everything is. It is. It's crazy. But yeah, he's a really good guy. So I was going to do... I was going to start a channel where I would, you know, teach podcasting to people that don't know how to podcast. And usually, you know, like your Discord nitwits, your guys like, you know, Mike, I don't want to say he's a Discord nitwit, but guys that don't, they'll never pay for what Dave does. But then I said, you know what? No, I can't. The guy's given me so much knowledge.
Refer him.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. But they'll never pay for it. And then I'll have to listen to their shitty podcast because they don't know how to do it. I guess I'll have to bring them over one at a time and teach them one at a time. Because I can't. If I'm going to listen to your podcast, it's got to be listenable. I can't.
Got to raise the quality, please.
Can't. Yes, exactly.
I have a standard.
Yes, I have a standard. Since we've been doing this for like 37 minutes now. And you know what? Sorry, Doug, but I am going to bring up.
What are we doing?
I'm bringing
Sorry, Doug,
up,
is that a...
Yeah, no? Bringing up something here.
Okay.
Let me move over to something here.
A techno bully.
Yes. I'm going to play a couple videos here that you're not going to be able to see. I sent this to the Duchess.
Oh my God, this is so great.
And so did you ever see... And then look at that boob. I never noticed there's a boob in the picture at first. All right, so... You'll see people will say, hey, listen, you make this. There's a lot of cooking videos on TikTok or Instagram Reels. And so I saw this.
I love that. I watch all of those.
Yeah, I do too, because you know me. I want to be a dude. I want to learn how to dude cook.
Dude food.
Right. So this one here was a reaction to a cooking video. Three Italian ladies. All right. So here what we have is a whole 2 pounds of maybe 3 pounds.
It's
of just
large
ground beef. Ugh. And she threw it on a piece of tin foil and she's like pushing it down to make like a canyon, a trough of the, so there's something's going inside there.
Correct.
All right, so here we go.
A quick little press down.
Nice.
So we're
going to add in our pasta.
She took a whole thing of spaghetti out of the bag, still not cooked. Just raw, hard as rock spaghetti, puts it inside the ground beef. And now the Italian ladies are like, they're like...
Like what?
That's a no-go there.
Entire jar of pasta sauce.
Oh my God!
Fold all your stuff back into the sandwich.
She's a crazy, call the police!
Like the next one we play.
They're making the sign of the cross.
She's possessed!
Like that. Let's take disgusting. Our original barbecue sauce, evenly coated all the way around.
They all faint.
I just love those guys. They're so funny. Sorry for whoever's listening and not watching. It's the best video ever.
Yeah. All right. So the next video we go through is because, you know, there's been talking
two
about
videos? We're in trouble now.
Yeah. Well, what we're talking about is, you know, food. You know, the way things are going, they're burning down this plant, they're burning down that plant. You know, this one catches on fire, something happens here, they're saying the cows, you know, all of a sudden the cows are farting. Yeah, we're going to start eating bugs. Well, this guy has a great idea, and I kind of thought of it. I didn't think of it until, I guess, lately, but I'm on this guy's side. Here we go. He raises rabbits.
50 pounds of meat that year, on the low end of things, if you breed your doe more.
So he has one buck rabbit, one doe rabbit, and he says that it will produce, one buck and one doe can make up to 150 pounds of meat per year, minimum.
So bunnies.
Bunnies, yeah.
Oh.
Here we go.
Pounds of meat that year, on the low end of things, if you breed your doe more frequently, or if you have a colony set up like I do and they just breed whenever they feel like it, you might get an even higher number. Last year, I had a doe named Chai who had 7 litters that year. Each litter averaged around 8 kits. She actually averaged more than 8 per litter, but I'm trying to give a conservative estimate here. She produced just about 200 pounds of meat for me that year. The way I figure that out is 7 litters, 8 kits per litter. A kit is a baby rabbit, in case you didn't know. Each one raised up to 5 pounds, and after dressing out, weighing about 3.5 pounds, sometimes closer to 4 pounds, but we'll use 3.5. 7 litters times 8 kits times 3.5 for the weight of each kit at butcher, that's 196 pounds. When you breed rabbits, you have specific ones that do all the breeding for you, and you don't butcher them. Chai was great. I have no idea what breed she was. Sadly, she passed away at the beginning of this year. But here's one of her daughters that I've raised up to be...
No, you don't eat the old ones. You got to eat the younger rabbits. They're all tough when they get to be old. But here's one of here's one of Chai's daughters, Clove.
A new doe. And here's her other daughter, Lavender, who's already had 2 litters for me this year and is pregnant with a third one. So between these 2 does, and I don't need another buck, one buck can handle 20 does easily. With these-
I bet he can. Does he have a cigarette after each one? So are they breeding them with dad or brother, technically?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you're not worried about weird meat. Well, if you're eating rabbit,
I guess, they're just, but... who cares if they're retarded? They taste the same. Retarded rabbits taste the same as regular rabbits.
Oh, no. No.
By the fourth or fifth time, the rabbits are playing the banjo. But besides that,
they got one eye.
They taste the same. That's all. So, what if they have one eye between the ear and the other eye? Underneath their chin. Doesn't matter.
There's no way.
Just raise them up.
These 2 does, it wouldn't be crazy to expect 400 pounds of rabbit meat this year. With numbers like that, I never have to buy chicken again. If you want 400 pounds of super nutritious, low-cost meat in a year, or if you want a self-replicating meat source in case shit hits the fan, consider getting meat rabbits. I have a series coming out very soon that'll be available for purchase to do it exactly how I do.
No. Meat rabbits.
Meat rabbits.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like that title at all.
No?
No. Meat rabbits.
Oh, my God. Meat rabbits. I'm telling you. Okay, so what's the difference between a rabbit and a chicken? I'll tell you what the difference is between a rabbit and a chicken.
Cute. And they're fluffy.
Okay.
And they're cuddly.
Here's the thing about rabbits and chickens. Chickens are harder to prepare than than rabbits. With a chicken, you got to defeather it, and you got to. With a rabbit, you just do that thing, like I said, with the cat. You hold it up by its back legs. You punch it back behind the head. Next thing you know, you just grab it while it's warm, and you just skin it, and then you butcher it, and it's easy. You know, you say that, but if shit hits the fan, you'll be looking for a good fat rabbit.
Probably, but I don't want to.
What did Fudfucker say? He looks like he'd make the mom rabbit watch them eat her young. Yeah.
He does. I mean, it's a creepy killer.
Dean says, little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head. No, field mice, there's not enough meat in them. And besides, mouse and rat, they taste like shit.
Little bunny foo-foo.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I...
So you don't
I
like
understand.
Rabbit?
I'm not a hypocrite in the fact that I do eat meat, but I think if I can envision them with a little furry face and before, you know, if I know like an hour ago this was lavender, I don't know if I could easily eat that. They're faceless in the supermarket. They're just stuck.
See, well, that's
trays.
The problem. You let some other people.
Yeah. If I watched any of those slaughter things, I probably would never eat meat.
Oh, you would too. You would too. Mm-hmm. You're a hypocrite when it comes to this.
I don't want to watch it. No, I understand when people hunt, and I understand the necessity of hunting, and I don't begrudge anybody who hunts. I just don't want to, and I don't like to watch.
No one says you have to hunt.
Slaughter videos.
Well, I'm just saying, tomorrow, all the supermarkets shut down for whatever reason, and you can't get food anymore. Mr. Thumper over here, he's getting 400 pounds of meat. From his rabbits.
Well, if you can catch them.
They're in a pen.
I don't have a whole litter of fucking rabbits.
But I'm saying.
I got two half chewed up little meat pigs. You got, there's no meat on these.
You get three meat rabbits and a buck and just let them go to town. That's all. Well, and then same thing with chickens. Yeah. My daughter raises chickens. My oldest daughter raises chickens for eggs. She's got ducks and geese. And I said, why don't you raise them for meat? She goes, I don't think I could do that. I'm like, yeah, well, guess what? Things start hitting the fan. She started hitting
start
the fan.
You start missing a duck or two. You know I've been there.
Yeah.
Just be in the middle of the night. Wah, gone.
Josh says, I'm with the Duchess. I love sausage, but I want to see it made. Yeah. Okay, I get that. Until there's no more food.
Well, yeah, then I'll have to deal with that then.
I one of the biggest mistakes. Don't worry, guinea. Don't worry, guinea pigs.
Squeaking it just like, not me.
Don't worry, guinea pigs, you're too small. That's the problem.
Too small. Oh, there's be nothing there.
That was one of my biggest mistakes was I never took my daughters out, taught them how to hunt, taught them how to field dress. And because, you know, when you get out more into the country, women do that. They hunt, you know, they're.
No, I think it's awesome. I just don't think I could. I don't think it. At my age, I have no interest in shooting a fuzzy little critter and then peeling it apart.
Okay.
That doesn't float my boat.
See, Lisa says, my issue is I don't like the taste of venison, duck, and rabbit.
I don't like the taste of venison either.
Well, see, there's certain ways you can make it where it's not as gamey. And and here's the other thing. A lot of times people shoot.
I had it once. And
they'll shoot bucks and bucks, and it's usually during the rut or, you know, during that time, during deer season, and they're musty. They got a musk smell to them. It gets into
gross.
The it gets into the meat. But
dirty,
if you shoot a nice fat sweet doe, it's not bad. It really isn't that bad. I'm telling you, I like deer meat. I do. But Adam says I hunt yearlings for deer. Probably, yeah. See, yeah, because they're younger. If you get a big old musky
chewy,
buck, chewy
old,
yeah, muscular, he all muscular and shit.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not what you want. You want a nice year to 2 year old deer. That's all. About 125 pound. They're good.
I'm sure they are.
I'm just saying. No?
It's the visual. I just can't get past the little cute.
You know
baby
why?
Because
you're
stuff.
Not hungry enough. That's why.
Well, that's true.
See,
I'm lucky enough where I don't have to hunt out of necessity.
Mm-hmm. So. Lisa says she can only eat it as jerky. Adam says when he makes it, you can cut it with a spoon.
See? Like butter.
Like butter. My aunt used to make the best fried rabbit ever, ever, ever. And I haven't had fried rabbit as good as she used to make it. All right. All right. Let's change the subject.
Please. It's gross.
Doesn't want to vomit. I love bringing these little stories up.
Oh, they're so fun.
Mm-hmm. I get it. All right, so let me tell you about the curse of Jamingo. A while back,
yes.
One of those shows that I watched that live streams every morning, the Steel Toe Morning Show.
I am familiar with it.
Okay. His co-host did not show up. And he decided, you know, he's trying to find a co-host. And I never invite myself onto another show. I don't do that. But I saw he was struggling and he couldn't find anybody. He's like, well, I, you know, get money, but maybe I shouldn't. Blah, blah, blah. So I did what I shouldn't have done. I threw my hat in the ring. And at that point, he did this.
John Jamingo says, how desperate are you? I can co-host with you.
I like that face.
That face.
We talked about this. That was so fucking rude.
Right. So old fat gross. John Jamingo co-hosting his show. Right.
Mm-hmm.
John does a good job. I've seen some of his stuff before.
Yeah, sure he does.
Somebody says
all right, so anyhow, so that he says
moving
this.
Moving on.
He's moving on.
You also had to pay to have him see that. You just
I didn't send a super chat. No. Okay. So since then, he has had nothing but issues with his. It's like that they started. Well, listen,
like
they always picked on him. You know, in the chat, the trolls would come in and pick on. But then they started picking on his wife, April, who I like, who I think does an excellent job as a co-host. But they started shit with her, and they just would not stop, and it was relentless. They were making videos about her on YouTube. They were calling her April and his first wife's last name, and it got to, and now she's off the show. They're saying that she went back to her mom's house and they're separated. I don't know what's going on, because to be honest with you, Aaron has not really said that they're separated, or I don't know, but he's been on this stream. Like now he's doing a daytime show and he's like crying, he starts to cry, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
dude. But the problem is that he has to do that every day. That's how he makes his money. That's his job.
Oh, he might have to actually get a real job.
Well, you say that, but you know, that doesn't, they're not in high demand either. I mean, they're not easy. They don't have fallen out of the sky. Pop says.
What, jobs?
Pop says, I can confirm that live streaming wrecks marriages.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So I said, now this might be the problem. Until he decides to have the Jamingo on and reverse the curse, that this might spiral down. But here's his biggest problem. You don't dismiss me and then have me back on. I refuse. I won't go back. I won't go on a show. No, I'm not going to go on a show. But one of the things I noticed was we had gotten a review on Apple Podcast. It was Rhymes With Nothing gave us a review, and I thought that was nice, so I put it in the Discord. Mm-hmm. And when I was looking, I said, I wonder how many reviews we got. And one of the first reviews was from Bob's ex-wife. And she says, I can't tell you how many times I laugh at work. And I said, I don't think that's happening anymore.
Well, she could shut the power off and laugh.
Well, that was funny, too. That was one of her best jokes.
That was her best joke.
That was her best joke. She shut off the...
pretty fucking funny.
She shut off the power. Well, poor Bob. But, yeah, so...
That was crazy.
Well, so the thing is, men can handle that kind of abuse not well. We can handle it better than women can. Thoughts?
Oh, I thought you were still talking. I don't know April. I don't watch his show, so I don't know what
they're
saying.
Forget about April. Let's just talk about a regular woman, any woman.
Okay. I don't tend to take criticism too well. That's probably more of a me issue than anything else, because if
really
I'm insecure and neurotic a bit, but that's me. But it's hard. It's hard to hear someone make fun of you or critique you like in front of your face. Like, it's not like it's even subtle. It's gross. It's mean. It's bullying. It really is. So, I mean, and you know, I'm a grown ass woman and it bothers me. But that flashes back to that runs old tapes from way back when.
But when you come on here and you do a live stream or you put any kind of content out,
I know
you are subjecting yourself to praise or ridicule.
Yeah, well, we got criticism from Doug.
Yeah, it's this perfect example. So right. I say that.
But he wasn't, I'm sorry, I did step on what you were saying.
Okay, go ahead.
While he critiqued it, it wasn't, I don't think it was a personal attack out of meanness.
No.
You have a history. It's different. It's not like somebody just left a really hideously shitty, mean thing to say. I mean, he zips you because he knows you.
But that's not, I mean, it's not like that doesn't happen. It's not like that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, trust me.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Bob said he dumped a whole Yeti of water in his Roadcaster.
Who did?
Aaron did. Remember? He was talking. He was doing a show like on a Thursday or whatever. No, it was on a Friday. He dumped a whole Yeti of water on his Roadcaster Pro, and it stopped working, and he had no audio, so he had to shut the stream off, and that was it. It was over.
They put it in a bag of rice.
So, okay. So even after he disrespected me, I knew that's how he made his living, and from what he says, he's not really, you know, it's very shoestring budget over there at Steel Toe Morning Show LLC.
Steel Toe
so
Desperate Show.
I said, you know what? I messaged him, and I said, hey, I have a Roadcaster Pro. If you need it, I'll ship it right to you. You can have it by Monday. And I was going to do that. And he's like, I'm going to let it dry out, and all, which is fine. Okay, whatever. But that's
done.
Yeah. It's not like I'm not a fan. And it's not like, again.
Well, it's not like he doesn't know of you. Like, you're around. You've been around for a while.
Yeah, I'm in there
in the
mornings.
Not just some bump on a log.
Right.
You know.
Which is fine. So, but I just started to notice that when this shit started getting really, really bad was after he disrespected the Jamingo and got the curse of the Jamingo. I don't know how he's going to, I don't even know how to shake the curse of the Jamingo.
That's his problem, not yours. I got no sympathy for him. I don't particularly watch shows because he kind of just begs for money the whole time. So I don't find him amusing. I watch podcasts just for fun and I subscribe to them, which is how I pay for them. You know what I mean? Like if I subscribe, I like you. So I don't mind supporting it that way. I mean, I can't pay like huge top tiers, but if I'm subscribing to like Patreon or whatever, that's my way of support. I'm not going to come on every day, which it's amazing. I wish I had some of the disposable income that some people seem to have with super chats and things like that. I see people and do super chats. Like, yeah. I know they're spending 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks. Like every time I'm like, like that's a lot of money. I mean, I'm sure people appreciate that, but.
Well, you know, usually his goal for the day for one show is $350. That's a lot to ask of your audience. Now, if you have an audience of thousands, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
If you have an audience of 700, trying to get that much money out of them 5 days a week.
Yeah, you can only squeeze so much out of people.
You can only squeeze that lemon so much before it runs out of juice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then.
Ooh.
So why did people turn on it? What, they were just going after him by going after his wife?
Well, look,
she was cute. So, I mean,
yeah,
she's
pretty. I get that. I think what they did was they couldn't get to him. They couldn't get to him. So they went after his soft underbelly. Which is when he went after his wife. Like, to me, I wouldn't care if people went after me. It's been done, really. Go after me. It's not. But if they started going after you, that would bother me. Right. I know it would bother you. Jesus, Doug called and left a message. And I said, oh, yeah, he said something about you, too. Oh, my God, what did he say? Well, you know, if he said this. And she's off to the races. There's something. I'm like, she's down the road and she's babbling about this and babbling about that. And I'm
babbling.
Like, yeah, you were. You went crazy. He's like, well, what would he say?
Well, because you're like, oh, someone called and this and that. And then you stop. And I'm like, and?
Yeah. I was going to let you listen to it on Thursday, but no.
Well, then you shouldn't have fucking said anything.
You're exactly right. I'll never make that mistake again. Next time someone calls in with criticism, I will not.
Yes, you will.
I learned my listen. Fool me once, shame on me.
No, you can tell me the criticism. Oh, just don't tell me half the fucking story and then just
I'm not going to do that. Bob says the average podcast supporter has a medium annual income of $9,000 and lives with a relative. That's fact check true, to be quite honest with you.
It might be.
But yeah. So, and then there's a whole counterculture that is waiting for him to fail. There's another show called the No One Likes Onion Show with Patrick Melton, who goes and takes his shows and criticizes and critiques them every day. And they are just, there's blood in the water, and the sharks are circling. So I don't know.
Why? Like, who gives a shit? Like, there's not enough, there's not enough male podcasters out there?
I think there's
not enough airspace for everybody? Internet space?
Well, here's the, to be honest with you. I don't think that show is going to be able to sustain the amount of money that he wants to produce with it, with the size of the audience. He's not able to build a bigger audience for whatever reason. He thinks he's the second, third best broadcaster ever. I think there's Howard Stern, Anthony Cumia, maybe Bubba the Love Sponge, but not, probably not, and then him. And, you know, no disrespect, he's not fourth. But whatever. I mean, that's just one man's opinion, my opinion. But when he starts going on that thing about, well, you know, this is a really good show and I'm one of the best broadcasters, I'm like, this is where you start losing people. Don't get me wrong. He does a good and entertaining morning show when he's not begging for money. But he has to, because if he doesn't, people... They won't.
Why doesn't he just do subscriptions and Patreons? He doesn't.
Okay, so it's a known fact that whatever your audience is, about 3% of your audience will do whatever call to action that is.
Okay.
So he's got somewhere, and I'm going to be generous and say he's got about 1,000 listeners that listen to his program a day.
Okay. Makes the math.
So out of 1,000, he's got 300. So out of those 300, they have to give him $350 a day and $250 a night for the 3 nights that he does the show. It goes Adam Curry, Devin, Jamingo in that order. Thank you, Bob. Aww. Oh, I love the way he lies for me. It's amazing.
I think that's all.
Hey, listen, if I was in my 40s, I'd be taking this podcasting genre by storm. And if I could pronounce English words properly.
Genre.
I would. Genre. Genre. Yeah, the genre.
Genre.
No, the genre. See, it's John.
John.
The genre.
Rah. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, the genre.
Yeah, there you go. The genre.
Yeah. I would take this genre. Yeah, they would change the genre to the genre because I would be taking it by storm. I kid. This is,
you know. I kid.
No, look, I do this for fun. And I got to tell you, here's another thing. I know we're trying to grow the podcast. I don't want to grow it big. I want like a nice, if I could get like 500 people, that's all. Maybe three to five. 3 to 500 people to want to listen to it. That's all.
Yeah.
Big audience, big problems. Small audience, small problems. All I have to do is get my co-host to be able to plug her microphone into the right port. And we're golden.
No idea that would make a difference. Honest to God.
Neither did I. I didn't know.
Which electrical outlet, top or bottom?
Right.
Left to right. Apparently, the bottom port is the better port.
Who knows? I have no idea, but it's fine.
Sorry, folks.
It's okay.
I don't know how to plug shit in. Such a fucking idiot. I had no idea. Why wouldn't they be powered the fucking same? Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm no computer expert, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Bob, you were right. I did. When you brought it up, I'd swapped them out, but we were already out of the stream when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw that, and I remember reading that and thinking, maybe.
It's still.
I wasn't sure if I'd plug them in the same.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, look at Bob. Bob over here, the blue inside the jack is a 3.0. Plain black is a 2.0.
Yeah, I can unplug it.
I did not know that. Well, I did not know that.
But now I do.
Well, now I do.
Go, Bob. Go, Bob. No, really, go. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe I'm not the best kept secret in podcasting.
Boomer Bob.
Boomer Bob. Look at Boomer Bob. Boomer Bob keeps threatening to bring out his own show. I'm psyched for the Boomer Bob show.
Are you going to play like instruments, like guitar?
I don't know what he's going to do. I have no idea. He had a, I hope we can tell tales out of school.
behind the
He had
the
music a basically a theme song that he was writing for himself.
Nice.
And it was, well, you know, Bob. Bob does pretty good. Bob makes very good parodies, I think. My huge member is not my only redeeming quality. It's my huge member.
Well, I can't say anything about that, so because I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure your littlest groupie would
probably
testify.
Sure. And your ex biggest groupie.
Yeah, we don't talk about her. The ex groupie. The ex groupie.
The ex groupie.
Yeah, we don't talk about her.
The formerly Mrs. Boomer Bob. Formerly Mrs. Boomer Bob. Who doesn't listen anymore? Hates me. Ooh. You don't think she didn't think she liked Bob? She hates me.
I'm pretty sure I'm not in favor either. So like,
Bob says, I wreck my exes for other men.
Good. I mean, what?
Maybe. I don't know.
Upset about it.
We'll see. I'm sure she'll lure somebody else into her web of deceit.
Her spider web.
We'll see.
I don't want to talk about that. That's gross.
All right.
Moving on.
What else do we have? What other stories do you have? So how was your day in New York?
So the day, we did make it into the city. We managed to leave on time. Decent traffic. The weather going in, it was a little rainy. We were worried, but it turns out it was a beautiful day. So we went to the church. We were there about an hour and a half. And then for a very nice memorial service. So I am not Catholic. So the service was a very Catholic service. There was a lot of incense, you know, with the...
I thought you said incest. I'm sorry.
No, ew, incense. I'm pretty sure I said that clearly.
Okay.
So a lot of incense. The church was enormous and very pretty.
Doesn't
it? Had all
it?
The Easter. It's a very strong smell.
Yeah, I don't like
and
it.
And had all the Easter flowers in there. So it was already like, it smelled, it was pretty from the flowers and they were very, like it's Easter lilies and all that. And then they've got the I don't know what it's called, the ball, the incense
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, it's the incense
and,
ball.
Yeah, and these
hamina, hamina, like, hamina, oh. And they shake it three times. Hamina, 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 and they shake it three times. Yeah.
It was a lot, yeah. And the priest was Indian, so he has
I'm sorry.
Hamina,
hamina, hamina. Hamina, hamina.
He had a bit of an accent, and he was mic'd, so it was an accent with an echo. I got like every 10 words. Like I got like every 10 words, I got one word. Yeah, that was it. Made it to church.
No, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong thing.
So the service was nice.
In the name of the Father, and then what's the second one? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are here to say goodbye to Uncle, what's his name?
Desmond.
Uncle Desmond. Uncle Desmond lived a long life. He is with Jesus now. Like we will all be someday. Hopefully they let me in because I'm brown. But we're open. I did convert. Used to be a Hindu. But, you know, the whole eating cow thing. Like me a burger. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. So the service was nice. Besides that, it was very nice. So the family had shown up that I have not seen since probably the last family reunion, which was easily 25 years ago. So... the last time I'd seen Paul's, I guess, second cousin or his whatever, she was probably 9. And now she's, you know, got 2 kids pushing a stroller, like, and her husband. So it was just like, it's very surreal to see people so grown up so quickly, you know, but it wasn't quick.
I'm sorry to break in here again, Duchess, but this is Father Mahesh again. And I just wanted to say that the body of Christ, like rabbits, pretty good. Not bad. Body of Christ. Amen.
So it was very nice. So we got a chance to go to a restaurant afterwards and then we drove home. So, but by the time we got home, the no sleep or lack of sleep really caught up. I don't know how we made it home. It was a long drive, but we got home and I just think I just laid on the couch.
Didn't you go out on a hike after that?
I did. So Sunday.
Okay.
Well, Sunday was supposed to be like an easy hike, like, you know, 4 or 5 mile hike.
Yeah, sure.
And it turned out to be a 9 mile hike because where we hiked out in the woods.
I got to catch Josh.
To complete. It wasn't supposed to be 9 miles.
Sure.
But everywhere we turned, it was flooded because we'd had so much rain the past few days. There was actually like giant, deep, like over the ankle deep puddles of water that we could not go through. So we had to double back and then cut back a different way and got bumped into more water and then backtracked again. So we almost did the route twice.
Do you think maybe in a situation like that, you go and do like a mall parking lot where there's not?
Well, when we had gone into the visitor center before we started, the very nice worker ranger, the dude in the uniform sitting there, did not indicate that the paths were flooded, which I think it would have been an obligation for some kind of notification somewhere saying paths may be flooded. Nothing. Because that would have reworked around that. So, but we made it through. So after that, we were so tired, we ended up driving back and stopped at a bar and then had appetizers and drinks. So made up for the walk.
Okay.
So, well, it was nice. Yeah. So by I think about 9 o'clock last night, I was out. I was like, I'll put some laundry away and laid down. I was like, good night. Gone.
That's interesting. I took my last shot of Mounjaro yesterday. I tried to stretch it out. I'm praying that I can get something by next week. I don't think it's going to be possible, but I don't know
working the phones.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm just going to sit here and cry, whine, and bitch and moan, which is what I usually do.
So, what do you just call the pharmacy every day?
I can't. Yeah, I don't want to be that guy because if you become that guy, then the next thing you know, they're like, "Don't tell." Listen, if that Jamingo guy calls here again, tell him I don't care.
Pay. Your money pays.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You know, you aggravate people enough. You know, they're like, you know what we need to do? You just don't tell that guy. He'll stop calling. Don't let him know we have any. Don't worry about it. And then, because don't get me wrong. And now you hear people.
But you need people to call for you then. You need to spread it out. Maybe get your daughter's.
Well, I spent a week chasing it. I did. I spent a week chasing it. There's none around. Now, the only thing that I do know is by the end of April, they're supposed to have the 0.5 and the 0.25. Okay. So as long as I can get like the 0.5 to have a maintenance until they can get the other stuff, registering semiglutide-watch.com. Yeah, that's all I see on TikTok now. They're like, this is my last shot. I'm already up 3 pounds. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, has it really happened like that? I'm going to tell you this. By Sunday, I could tell that my appetite was coming back. Can't get it through. It's just, there's none around. There is none around. And I don't understand
that. It's disgraceful.
I don't know why they do that. Pop says, I'll see if my weed dealer has any. Well, they have this stuff now where you can go to a pharmacy and they'll make a compound. I don't know if I trust that. They're mixing something up in the back in a sink.
A little bit of potions.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Comet.
I don't know. But I took my last shot right now. And you can tell, like I said, I took the shot yesterday. Mm-hmm. And today, it's just that you don't have that noise in your head. And then they're bitching. You know, also you got the TikToks that are talking about how great it is, and then you got the people that are saying,
right.
"Oh, well, this is your cheating."
And, fuck them. Who cares?
Yeah, and you know what? I can't stand. I can't stand listening to people say how they're not eating anymore on this. You need to eat. Shut the fuck up. How do you know what I need? You dumb C word. Just saying.
Bud Booger says, "Go on Scripps MD, get it mailed."
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They want 3 months. They want a 3 month supply. Which is $1,500. I don't know how to tell you, but I don't have that kind of scratch laying around. Start a GoFundMe.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, there we go. Jason from the Tits and Ass podcast, TNA podcast. I can't wait to go on that podcast because the way they tell stories, I want to see how you handle
it.
I know they do.
I love their stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait till you have to tell your stories.
Oh, they're not going to be as good. I don't tell a good story like that.
Well, what are we doing there? So I got to carry the whole thing again?
No, I mean their stories. They're different stories, and they're funny. Like I don't.
Well, we're going on there to entertain. We have to entertain their audience. So you need a story.
I'll have stories. It depends how the topic flows.
Well, you better have some kind of sexual story to tell over there. What are we doing here? No.
Well,
shit your pants story. I don't care what, but you can't.
There is no shit pants story.
Gotta have something. What are we doing here?
Talk to Jimmy.
I'm not talking to Jimmy. Not part of the podcast. We're going over there to get some of their audience. You need to have something to come with it.
No, I will.
Like, I can tell, like, they want cock block stories. I got cock block stories. You know why? Because I am related to the cock block brothers, the Jimmy and his brother Michael, the biggest cock blockers I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll tell a cock block story right here, right now. I'll tell a cock block story. So I go out with Michael, Jimmy's brother. He says, come on, I want to date this girl, and I got her sister with me, and can you come with me? We're going to go to this bar. Okay, so we go to the bar. They're there. Mike's talking to the one sister, and they're having a good time out dancing. The second sister is sitting there with her arms folded like this.
Oh, you got to go.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, what am I going to do? Okay, fine. So you know me. I can chat people up. I'm on the way. Yeah, see? I just can tell some hot, steamy stories. You better read a book. You better come up with something. I don't care if it's your story or not. Don't you embarrass me in front of the TNA audience.
I don't think I would.
So anyhow, she's sitting there with her arms crossed. I'm trying to chat her up. I'm over there. I'm doing material.
Doing your stand-up.
Hour and a half. Hour and a half it takes me. And I finally unlodged the bug that was up her ass. It finally fell out, and she starts talking to me. And she goes to me, the first thing she says, you don't even know who I am. I go, you're her sister. He says, you don't remember me at all.
Oh.
I said, I do not.
Danger.
She was
danger.
She was a little older than me. She was like about 5 years older than me. And apparently she used to babysit me and my sister.
Oh, that's awkward.
I had not. I don't remember her.
Why was she mad about that?
Because I didn't know who she. Oh, and we also went to the same school. We went to the same school, and I didn't know her. I couldn't remember her. So anyhow, I chat her up, and now she's all. Now we're talking. She's touching my arm as we're talking, you know, and laughing. And who notices this? Mike. What does he do? Ends around me and walks in between us and starts talking. And I grab
him
by...
Wait, I thought he's talking to the...
Yeah.
He wants them both?
No. Well, I don't know if he wants them both, but let me tell you something. The older sister was the more attractive sister. But she was, like, she was not into any... She just was there. I don't even know why she was there. So I loosen her up. He ends around and starts talking to her, and I just grab him. I just pull a shirt on, and I said, you better get the fuck out of here. I spent an hour and a half loosening her up, and if you think you're just going to slide in here now, you're out of
like
your fucking mind. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Jimmy, the three of us again, we're up in New Hope. We're up in New Hope. The three of us are up in New Hope.
Stooges.
At a bar.
Stooges.
Same thing. Girl sitting there. Jimmy's talking. I loosen her up again, being the charming person that I am.
You are a charmer, Mr. Jimmy.
Here comes Jimmy. Round cock blocker right around. Wedges his way in again. Get the fuck out of here, you two. I swear I wouldn't go out with him again. I'm not being the third. I'm not being your wingman. No way.
Well.
Buttfucker says maybe she molested you. Ooh. If that was only true. Trust me, she couldn't molest me. She's a very attractive girl. But
with big
No. I can't remember, to be honest with you. Her sister had a nice set of cans though.
Nice set of cans.
But she was batshit crazy. The sister was insane. The sister,
that's
the first one, the first
that's
one.
Where all the crazy was stored.
Is that where all the crazy is stored in the boobs? Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, to be honest with you. Although, I'm in trouble now.
No, you're not.
My girlfriend's in here. This was way before you, sweetheart.
I promise. I was like
in my 20s. This was before I was married. Yes, it was before.
Like you all said, oh, yes, dear.
I forget
yes,
what I was. Dear. What were we talking about? Let's get back to the dogs. No.
I love when
I only have eyes for you.
Fabulous.
Honey.
Samantha
Good Lord.
Has fabulous timing.
Oh my God. Another great story. Hey, listen, Samantha. All right. We're supposed to be going over on the TNA podcast. And they tell a lot of sexual stories. Am I wrong in saying this?
No, you're not wrong on that.
All right. So if we're going over there, we have to do you know, we have to perform. We just can't walk over there and I can't go on to the TNA podcast and talk about pooping in the shower.
No, we save that quality for us.
They'll throw us right off the podcast.
I don't think they would. I've heard some of those stories too.
I'm just trying to prep the Duchess that we're going to need some material, and I can't be the only one over here telling stories, because who knows who will show up in the chat. Samantha. Yes, dear.
Oh, you're getting a call later.
No, well, of course we'll talk about this later. But to be honest with you, it's
been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. Listen, what is she going to do? I edit her podcast. Well, she can't get an editor for what?
Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah, see, we're fixed.
So I need to. I don't know if you heard the beginning. She called you a jerk. I love her.
But I do.
She's so awesome.
I'm terrible. I send her a 50-inch TV. It's still in the box, sitting there by the warranty's out. Still in the box.
I do have questions about that.
Right? Then I edit her podcast free of charge. For just, you know what, to show her my appreciation.
Uh-oh.
Okay? I'm a giver. Then she says, I want to...
Are you in trouble now?
I am, but here we go. Uh-oh. So then she goes, we want to do video.
I'm like, stepping in it for sure.
Can you teach me how to do video?
I said,
yeah. So then, the TV's being held hostage. She won't put it up now because I talk. You know what I did? Because you know me, I'm a ball buster. So she has a Facebook group for her. I'm sorry. You know what? She doesn't want me to tell anybody her podcast here because she's afraid that some of these people come over there. Anyhow, she has a podcast and she has a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So I went in her Facebook group and I have a picture of a TV and I just said, held hostage 14 days. That TV's been held hostage longer than the Israelis over in Gaza. To be quite honest.
My God. Stop. You are in so much trouble.
I know. You'll get me back.
It was nice knowing you, John.
Hey, she's 2,100 miles away. Buddy. What is she going to do? She's in Canada.
But I love her. Defending you.
No, I love her.
You have a poop toe. Is it a family thing?
No, I don't have poop toe. I'll tell you what. I have never shit in the shower and stamped it down into the drain. I've never done that. I've never had to. I could get my ass over a toilet.
Is that something you got to brag about? I've never had to do that.
I'm just saying. You know, who does that? I hear a lot of people. I'm just saying. So I just want to make a good showing. If we go on another podcast, we have to make it entertaining.
Okay.
I can't be sitting there just being the dancing monkey doing all the stuff. You gotta bring something to the table too.
I do? I thought I just got to sit here and just pull my fucking hair.
No. First of all, they're not there to see me. They're there to see you. You know when he talks, he's always, it's the Duchess. It's never John. He doesn't even know my name. I didn't introduce myself to him today. Oh, the Duchess did that. The Duchess did this. The Duchess.
Stop.
They're not there to listen to me. I'm the fat old guy.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I'm there to see you. I'm serious. I'm telling you. He's here. He'll tell you. They don't want to talk to me.
Bob.
Nobody. Damn it. What'd Bob say? She can just undo a couple of buttons.
Come on.
That's true. Just flop out the sisters. That's all.
Yeah, here. Oh, wait, let me undo it.
No. Yeah, take that shirt off. Get some buttons down. We need some cleavage. That's all. Yeah, see?
I wear enough.
I shame Jason into saying hi. Now he learns my name.
J-A-W-N. John.
Yeah, Flipsy and Flopsy.
Flipsy and Flopsy. Wow.
Duchess's twins.
That's my twins. Flipsy and Flopsy.
I don't know.
What?
I think they're probably still pretty perky. What do I know?
Oh, my God. All right, you're projecting some stuff now. My story's going to be like just all y'all saying shit in the comments. Good Lord.
Just saying, if we're going to go on that show, we have to have some kind of...
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. So I just don't want you to sit there and say, well, I didn't really know what to say. And I'm over here tap dancing like the monkey with a hat on and a cup.
Symbols.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Look at us.
I appreciate it.
We did an hour and a half.
Look at look at you.
Oh, Bob's right. Butt plug stories, always good.
Do you have a good one to share?
No, I don't stick anything in my ass.
You know.
Of course I don't stick anything in my ass.
No, I just shit in the shower and just...
I do. I don't shit in the shower. Don't say I shit in the shower. I don't shit in the shower.
Oh, it's fun to
say. I've shit my pants a couple times, you know.
Oh, don't brag about that. I shit my pants, but I've never shit in the shower.
Trust me, no one brags about shitting their pants. You're so close to the toilet. How do you shit in the shower?
How do you shit your pants?
Well, you might not be so close to a toilet. You're trying to make it home to the toilet.
What happens? Like, how do you...
I told you the story about the time I had to shit under the deck.
No, I don't.
You didn't hear that?
No.
I get out of the truck because I come into the driveway. I got to go bathroom so bad. I come screaming into the driveway. I get out of the truck. I lock my keys in the truck and I have no keys. Now I'm like, oh my God, I got my phone and that's it. I can't get in the house.
Your guy, Sam.
So I had to call Geico to come over and unlock my truck because I've got their roadside assistance. Okay. Meanwhile, I got to do something. So I go, and you know, the deck here's high. You saw the deck, right?
Yeah.
I go under the deck.
I knew when I got there.
Go under the deck and dig a hole and shit in a hole like a cat.
like a skunk or something. Yeah.
I got to bury it, but there's nothing in there. I'm like trying to find something to wipe my ass with. It was horrible.
Socks.
And then I felt like the guy could smell. I stayed so far away from that guy when he came over to get the. He's like, okay. I said, thank you. Okay, I'll get the keys. Thanks. I was trying to stay down.
I'm on the porch.
Checking the wind to see which way. I'm trying to stay downwind from the guy or upwind or whatever.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
No, when? When was this?
Oh, my God. Years ago. Years.
Okay, they can be like last week.
No.
When I hustled home.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it had to be 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah,
that's
so it happens.
Reasonably,
I mean,
you weren't like, I had a bad night of drinking in Taco Bell. This was just, coming back from Dunkin' Donuts.
It might have been bad night from Taco Bell. It might have been a bad night from Taco Bell. I might have been coming back, but I was coming in like, I'm like, oh my God, I got to. And even then, I think I might have made it. I would have probably made it into the house. But I locked the keys in the car, and I didn't have enough. I didn't have a key to get in the house.
That's when you need the electronic keypad. Be like, fuck it, 911, I'm in.
Honest to God, I was thinking about taking my elbow and breaking the window and opening the door so I could go and shit. I'm like, well, you know.
But the force of busting the window probably made you shit your pants. Then you have a broken window and shitty pants.
It's terrible.
Thank God. Next time I come over your house, I'm going to be like, oh, there's the deck.
See? Louise will tell you. Poop deck story's legendary. It's a legendary story.
Wow. I don't remember that story.
Yeah, we call that when you got a pokey person. You're prairie dog.
John was bundling.
Yeah, I was bundling. It's prairie dogging. You know, when the dog tries to stick its head out.
Oh, God. A guy I used to work for used to say. Save
it for the TNA podcast.
Well, it's just a poop. It's literally like a line, okay. He would say. That's it.
All right, okay.
But he was thinking, because he would announce he's got to go.
Don't shoot your
shit.
Load here. We need something for, okay.
Yeah. And he would say, oh, I got to push out an Obama. He's classy like that. And I was like, oh,
I got to go drop an Obama.
Yeah,
See, Louise says it was back when I ate Taco Bell every day.
Yep.
There we go.
I know there's so much foliage growing under the deck.
I'll be honest with you, nothing grew where that was. I dug the hole, nothing.
It just burned everything away, Lisa.
Basically.
Everything's like a desert now. Just
see, this is what you have to bring. You have to bring Holy entertainment crap. When you go to on someone else's show. I'm just saying.
Oh, and I don't bring entertainment here. Okay.
I'm not saying, you know, first of all, this show is different. All right. We don't talk sexual things. We don't talk about the stuff that they talk about.
Okay.
All right, so when we go there, we got to play. We're in there.
Spent 5 minutes talking about my boobs.
We're in
okay.
there. No, we're in the sandbox. We're in their sandbox. We got to do what they do. Okay, I'm just saying.
They pre-record. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to schedule a date, so I will talk to you about that.
Okay.
So
well,
I don't think we're going to be doing it live. I think it's their schedule, so we have to work with
them. All right, yeah. I have Jason and Jason and I will figure it out. Yeah, more. What's wrong, Bob? You don't want to hear about my shit, you know, my shit stories anymore? Budvugger has a good story about a Spanish girl on a massage parlor. Okay. Oh. Hey, listen, Budvugger, give me your phone number. If she starts to fall on her face, I'll call you.
Come on.
Might need to have to go to the bullpen. Substitution, right-hander, Budvugger. It's a kid. Just smack you on the ass. Good job, kid. Just get
good stuck. Job. Nice
just,
try.
Just not your job.
You can't keep up with the big boys.
Just not your night tonight. That's all right. Go get
the filthy.
Hit the showers. Hit the showers.
No. Thank you. No. Oh
my God. All right. Now I have to get off here and get yelled at. The shit
well,
I do.
Down a little bit.
Listen, the shit I do for you people. And all I ask for
the
is to go to
I get.
Yeah, the stuff, the personal trouble I get in to entertain you.
Now you're going to quote in the night. Aye, Poppy is spicy. Aye, Poppy.
Oh, quote of the night. Aye, Poppy is spicy. Ooh, Budvugger, I might have to hear that story. All righty.
Yeah, we definitely got to hear that story. Was that near in your neck of the woods, so to speak? Because I could see it happening over there.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not, oh, Luis, I know where he's at. Okay,
Luis
yeah.
Said
we're
this not. Is the, keep in mind, this is the second time you locked yourself out of the truck.
Oh, I've locked myself out of the house a couple times. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what I do now? I might do something three or four times, but after that, I learned my lesson. So what I have is a key vault, you know, that you, it's got a combination on it, mm-hmm. and it's screwed into the deck. So if I ever lock myself out and can remember the combination, which I have in my phone, I'll be
which
able
he
to.
Hopefully, doesn't lock into the truck.
Right.
I think I remember you telling me you lost your truck keys. Didn't you lose your keys?
I lose them all the time.
Well, but you lost them for like 2 weeks. You were out of your mind, and then it was in like wasn't it under your bed or was?
Where did I can't. I washed them. I know that they got washed, and then I still couldn't find them. And I have a thing on them now.
You have like an air tag?
Yeah, an air Good. Tag.
You have so to replace them every once in a while, I
yes,
think. Yes,
you
they
have
don't
to
last forever.
The battery in them. Mm-hmm. So I put the battery in them. I actually got a, you know what? I think everybody should do this. Get yourself an air tag and put it in your car somewhere. So that way, if your car's ever stolen, you say, here it is. Go follow it. There it is, police.
Yeah, it's like a cheap LoJack.
It
People
is.
Do it for their luggage.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And then some of the airlines don't like when you do that.
Why is that?
And because I guess when you go to report your luggage stolen, they're not happy with that confirmation. Because I think some of them say you can't use those. So it's interesting that why wouldn't you want that technology? Why wouldn't you want someone to find their luggage?
Right.
Especially if you put it on the wrong fucking plane.
Right.
So, but I need air tags for these little suckers.
Yeah.
Because they're just small enough where if I don't, I usually try to keep them in like a pocket because they float away so easy. And I can, if I open them, it pops up on my phone. Like the last, I have them, you know, for the location. But the problem is if I don't open these for like 4 hours, it pings the last time where they were opened.
Oh, okay.
Which may not be where they're lost.
Right. So but if you had like, air tag in your luggage and they misplace it,
yeah,
they say, well, where's your luggage? Well, I'll tell you where it's at. It's in Cleveland right now, is where it's at.
You fucked up.
Yeah, I'm in Jersey. It's in Cleveland. So you think maybe you can get that over here to me sometime within the next week?
Please. Here's my location for my luggage.
All right.
I'll have to get one. I'll be flying out to Colorado.
Boy, Duchess, this was fun.
I
enjoyed this thoroughly.
Impromptu.
No stories. Just coming in here, bullshit.
Making it up as we go. Shit stories everywhere.
That's right. And I appreciate the audience coming in here and helping us.
Thank you, guys.
We didn't just decided to do this, and you guys show up in force.
You guys are awesome.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this will actually go out as a podcast. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut out I will take and edit out the stories.
But save that. Like, put that up. We can just put it up on Facebook or something.
No, that part's fine. Yeah. Right, we can do that. But what I'm saying is I put it as an audio podcast. I will take that out of here so I don't get a voicemail.
Okay, but the video will still be good. Okay, I got you.
That's how that works, yes.
I thought you were going to just remove it out of everything. Never mind.
Nope.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you were going to publish the... Okay, I'll drive from streaming.
What's happening
it's
over there?
It's the eclipse. I don't know.
The eclipse? You're blaming this on the eclipse?
Yes.
Come on.
It's been a full moon. Shut up. I'm still catching up on sleep.
All right. Okay.
Now I see why Sam gets mad at you.
Yes, that's right. I'm very hard to handle.
That's it.
All right, we will be back here Thursday night with some stories. Jesus Christ, Bob.
That's aggressive.
Stuck one of her snatch, but shh.
Yeah, hopefully she I know where she can kick it right back.
I hope she don't shoot that thing out and you lose an eye. Anyhow, we'll be back
she
here.
She coughs too hard. Like a saw blade that just...
An Alabama woman killed her gynecologist today with an air tag. Strategically placed air tag.
Nice. I just taste lithium more now.
All right.
Ew.
Can't wait for that Boomer Bob show. All right.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God we're going to get out of here. Oh, wait a minute. My goddamn iPad thing's not working. Goddamn iPad.
Did you put it on airplane?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Let me try it one time. Come on.
Come on.
What's going on here? Oh, you know what? Maybe it is because it's...
Yeah.
It might be because I'm on... Look at you coming out. See what happens. Oh, now all of a sudden... All right, never mind. Who cares? Put it in post. We'll do it live. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It would be Bob from heaven. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I hear all your messages. Sam. Dead meat.
All right, everybody. Okay. We'll be here Thursday, 7 p.m. Yes. Eastern. Come hang out with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you for checking everything out with us. We're not going to Discord. I'm not doing Discord tonight.
No, me either. All right. Say goodbye, Duchess.
Goodbye, Duchess.